Hey, it's John Allen from Stone Horses, and you're watching CMS TV.
One of our favorite people and one of your most hated people.
Yes.
Collided this week.
Okay.
I sent it over to you in the email.
Oh, all right. Email. Oh, Lord. All right. We're going to rock the show this way, huh?
Right. Well, since we're already, 25, 30 minutes away from the ending of the show, we might as well,
Yeah, might as well just run with it, especially now with the clock change and everything else. Yeah. Might as well just roll.
Yeah, and don't forget, the clocks move forward and we get light now. So our good friend Anthony Cumia talks That's about right. one of your favorite comedians, Anna Gadsby, which I was not aware of it until you brought it to my attention. Yeah, and I know the disdain that you have for it. Well, apparently Anthony, who is, obviously a hateful, bigot, racist, homophobe, dickhead, white supremacist, what other adjectives?
All of them. Everything you can think of. If it's an ist, he is it.
Right, of course. So he has a lot of disdain for Anna Gadsby, much like you do.
Yes.
Which you've brought that to my attention. You destroyed this for me as much as I destroyed Loverboy for you.
Somehow I don't think so. Somehow I think one look at Hannah Gadsby and you'd have been switching right off of her comedy special.
Right, of course. But Anthony does a fantastic breakdown of his thoughts on Hannah Gadsby.
Okay.
Did you see this by any
chance? No, I have not seen this.
All right, I'm glad because I saw this and I go, holy shit, Chris is going to love this.
All right.
Not love the Hannah Gadsby part, but the fact that Anthony has the same mindset as you.
As me.
And this is like, holy shit, this fucking sucks.
All right, let's see what we got here.
One thing I like about Anthony and his new setup there in South Carolina, he's got his on-air light. He's got his American flag hanging out there. He's got bomber planes in the background.
Guns.
He does man shit.
Yeah, he does. No faggotry here.
Nope. He's got his Tech 9 in the background there.
He's not dating the barista from Starbucks now, is he?
No.
All right, let's check out some Anthony. Here we go.
All right.
Laughter is the best medicine, they say. And that's why comics like Hannah Gadsby are literally poison. I don't think anyone's laughing at Hannah Gadsby. There's a trailer out for the latest Hannah Gadsby joint, yo. They are giving this woman specials at a rate that a number one fucking hot comic, a guy that's killing it, can't get.
I got to stop Hannah here for a second. What's going on with Ant's hair?
Well, number one, he's very lean and thin.
Yeah.
He's very thin. And he's not coloring his hair, so it's looking very wispy.
I mean, he got hair plugs, and they seem to have all fallen out.
Well, in the back. He didn't get it in the front.
Oh. I was going to say, he's got some Eddie Trunk going on here.
Yeah, he's losing his, that all that has to do with, health and stuff. So, he's looking a little rough for being, he's 62
maybe? He's not that much older than us. 62,
63, yeah.
Yeah, he's not that much older than us.
But he's not, he looks a little oily. He's not looking all, he's who knows what's going on with Anthony, but boy, he looks thin.
Yeah, he does.
Since his quadruple bypass, he looks thin. Yeah.
He's eating them rice cakes now instead of drinking at the bar and eating bar food every day.
Exactly. But,
all right, let's see more about this Hannah Gadsby, which I'm sure is fantastic.
I'm sure it is. I'm
sure Anthony's wrong and that she's hilariously funny.
Right. But,
all right, here we go.
They look at her and go, we need to put this unfunny dyke in front of a shitload of people, record it, and put it out there for podcasts to make fun of. I guess. I don't know anyone that's ever watched a Hannah Gadsby special that watched it because they thought she was funny, watched the trailer and thought it was funny, and then watched it and talked about how great Hannah Gadsby was to their friends. The only people I've ever known that have watched Hannah Gadsby specials are people that are in podcasting or broadcasting and need some material to show how fucking unfunny this mental patient Leto is.
Yeah, Chris.
Well, her latest special, not to be outdone by her own unfunniness, not being outdone, solo Hannah Gadsby is unfunny. I grant you that. But imagine how incredibly unfunny and unbelievably annoying a few of her women friends could be if you gathered this gaggle together and allowed them to tape a special. Let's watch this trailer for Hannah and her.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
So we go from faggy, limp-wristed dudes to bulky, truck driving women of the month.
That's right. She's the man that rules the prison.
Right.
Jesus. Are you kidding me?
So we live in upside down clown world now.
I'm telling you.
The guys are weak and faggy and the women are bulky and thick.
Bulls. She's a bull.
Yeah, she's a bull dyke.
And by bull, I mean like pit bull. Jesus. Oof. All right. Here we go.
This evening, we've got a whole bunch of fabulous and diverse genderqueer performance. And I am
really
excited to bring this to you. The last time Netflix brought this many trans people together, it was for a protest. So, progress. Oh.
Are you kidding? I don't even need to hear what Anne has to say. I'll say it. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me with this?
Well, regardless of your thoughts, I'm glad Anthony is still doing some kind of a broadcast to where we still get his thoughts, insight, whatever, because you and I both are very influenced by Anthony Cumia.
Absolutely.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
We are a terrible show.
We are. We're the worst, and I love it.
I'm sorry any of you just show up and listen to us bullshit or not.
We're garbage, and I'm proud of it, actually.
Yeah, we're a couple of chuckle fucks, so
that's deal right. With it. All right, here we go. More of Anthony.
Sigh your pants. Just the opening. We're bringing together our gender queer. You can't come up with that many words to just mean unfunny. That's what it means. Oh, comedy? Yeah. Who's doing it? Oh, gender queer, trans, you know. The people that are just known for their insane sense of humors. Have you ever seen a group of unfunny people, of people that are so fucking unfunny, that lack a sense of humor more than the transgender, gender queer, LGBTQ plus fucko family of people?
He's 1,000% right on this too.
Gender queer fucko.
Yep. But he's so right about they're not funny. They're not funny.
There's nothing funny about them.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. Oof. All right, here we go.
I submit to you, no. I submit to you, you will never find a group of people that lack humor more than this group of people. And they've decided over at Netflix that this is a go for comedy. Huh?
My name is Jess, Tom. I'm trans. Can you tell? Don't answer that. That was a test. You're passing. Am I?
Ugh.
There's something about being the only woman that walks into the space in a men's suit that makes those straighties think you're the most interesting person. Like, the women are coming up to you like, I had a sexual experience with a woman once.
Calm down, lesbians. I can't walk.
Not only is the dyke material and the trans and lesbo material terrible, but the trailer itself has to do the whoop and then the quiet. Yeah, da, da, and then it comes back in. So it's like a typical fucking trailer that you'd see for, you know, people that I guess are funny. But it's done so terribly. And the joke, just because you stop the music and have it quiet and the mental patient freak of nature blurts something out and then the music starts again, doesn't mean it was funny.
Mental patient freak of nature.
That's funny.
He's a racist.
Oh boy.
He's a bigot.
Bigot.
He's a homophobe.
That's right.
He's a transphobe.
That's right.
And he owns guns.
Alphabet phobe.
He's dangerous. I think they should raise the red flag law on Anthony because he's
should.
Clearly dangerous.
Did you say queerly or clearly?
Exactly.
All right. Here's more of this.
I don't know what the fuck this person was even saying as far as a joke, a structured comedic joke goes. But hey, what do I know? Maybe I don't even know what funny is.
I walk the dog while I'm drunk. It's too much. She starts barking at people. I start yelling at them too, like, who we mad at?
I struggle with anxiety, but I don't want to say that anymore because it sounds so negative. From now on, I say my mind sparkles with imaginary danger.
Back when I was in school, kids used to call me a butt pirate.
And that was kind of cute. I'm not mad at it. I'm really not. Although I will admit, I do personally prefer booty bandit or bum burglar. But we can't all be great writers.
Now, pause again. Like, that's what you're going to get, by the way. It's like a fat woman comic is going to get up there and talk about fat women. And she can't get a boyfriend. And she's fat. And how much she eats. And, you know, even if you chuckled at the first 2 minutes of the act, then you're just sitting there going, all right, enough with your fat stuff. Enough of the fat jokes. Well, with this, you're going to get men, degenerate mental patient men that dress like women that talk about all the shit that's been up their ass. Hey, wow, that sounds like a fun-filled night. Yeah, booty bandit, but oh, just so douchey. How can you be a hack talking about shit going up your ass? But is that the hackiest? And they're all the jokes that have been done 1,000 times in a schoolyard. Like, people make these jokes. These are your stereotypical homo jokes that would be called homophobic if some fucking mental patient fag wasn't blurting it out. a little more.
Sex work and performance art are very similar. Someone's always naked. And someone's always thinking, when is this going to end?
We've all been there.
The more that I read about the gay agenda online, the more alarmed I'm becoming at how much more confident straight people are and our ability as gay people to do anything.
Our community evaporates the moment we have to post a group photo.
I don't even get that, do you?
No.
What does that joke mean?
You're not a fag, so you don't get it.
I guess not. I'm going to watch that joke again. As much as that pains me to see this weirdo in a dress again, I really don't get the joke. Forget if it's funny or not. I just don't understand. Let's see if we can figure out what he's saying here.
The more that I read about the gay agenda online, the more alarmed I'm becoming at how much more confident straight people are and our ability as gay people to do anything. Our community evaporates the moment we have to post a group photo.
Anything? Do you have any idea what he's trying to say?
I think that it's becoming so commonplace that nobody pays attention anymore. I think that's what he's saying.
All right, somebody, crazy warlock, you're saying it's disinfo, not really a joke, but they played the laugh track behind it. Like, it's supposed to be funny. We're supposed to get a chuckle out of that. Let me put it back one more time. So, but listen, he gives that punchline about the photo, and then they played a laugh track.
Yeah, well, it's like nobody's shocked by it anymore because it's so commonplace that it's just like it's not, it doesn't grab your attention. You go, oh, yeah, that's just a bunch of faggots.
No, I guess.
Gay people to do anything. Our community evaporates the moment we have to post a group photo.
See, they played the big laugh behind it. Yeah, like, that's hilarious.
Well, again, it's like what Anthony said. It's not funny. They try to make it sound like it's punched up funny, but there's nothing funny about it. There's no funny.
There's no way people laughed in a room at that line. It's not funny. Not funny. Not funny.
Not funny. All right,
let's finish this up here.
Gender, what is it called? Gender agenda? I tell you, gender agenda. Yeah, anything, you fucking know you're in for a night of nothing. There you go. Gender agenda. Holy mother's dick. It's just... But that's, you know... I don't know. Is it... Are we tailing off here? Are we tailing and trailing off a bit on how this is being accepted or maybe not being accepted? Are people starting to voice their displeasure with the bullshit of Hannah Gadsby and gender shit? And it's, again, my hope, I guess, my hope for the future. But I don't know. Well, there you go. I just gave a little commercial for Hannah Gadsby's gender agenda. That should be fun.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Dude, we might have to both watch this and review it next week.
Well, it's out now.
It's out. Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God.
Do you want to try and torture ourselves for an hour or two?
Maybe. I'll try to torture myself and watch this because I'm going to throw up.
Well, I'll throw up too, but so what?
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit just watching this.
You know what? What if we did this just on the locals page?
Yeah, if we do it like a special.
Yeah, like a special where we have a watch party. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a little special.
Let's do a watch. We'll watch the socials, and I'll post out when we're going to do it because I got to figure out my schedule first
All right. I'm not available Wednesday. Let's just put it out.
Okay. All right. Maybe Thursday. We'll figure it out, but we'll do it as a special on locals for the VIPs.
We'll do a running commentary.
Yeah. We'll watch it and do a running commentary of it.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got one more thing since we're in the comedian mode.
All right.
I sent this over to you on your email.
Okay, let me.
So, comedian Nick Swardson, are you familiar with him?
Yeah, from
Reno 911, and he was a
boy. Parks and Recreation, and
oh no, he's not in that.
No, not he's not in that.
No, he's on Reno 911. He was in the movie Mama's Boy.
Okay. I'm thinking of Ron Swanson.
This is Nick Swardson.
Okay.
He apparently was doing a stand-up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of these guys who, at his advanced age, he's not a young guy. He's probably in his late 40s, early 50s, still doing gummies and alcohol and, you know, substances.
Okay.
Well, he apparently did too many substances before his show in Colorado to where he just started rambling and just kind of made an ass of himself to where they had to basically escort him off the stage and end the show because he wasn't making any sense.
Nice. All right.
There's a video at the very bottom. No, not that one. It's like near the bottom.
This one?
Yeah, I think it's that one. Don't play it yet, but
okay.
It basically shows the promoter coming out on the stage and pulling him off. You know, because he's just like rambling and not making any sense, and people are just like boo, and he's not funny, and he just sort of like crashed and burned. Comedian Nick Swardson, best known for his appearance on Reno 911 and various Adam Sandler movies, was escorted off stage 20 minutes into his comedy set at Beaver Creek, Colorado venue over the weekend due to his bizarre belligerent behavior. The 47-year-old had been performing as the headliner at the Villar Performing Arts Center when the onstage breakdown occurred. Witnesses told TMZ that while some attendees were uncomfortable with Swardson's behavior, others cheered him on. In one clip that has since surfaced online, a woman in the audience can be heard heckling him, asking, "What'd you smoke before the show?" In another clip, Swardson can be seen rambling and struggling through an impersonation of Jason Statham as the crowd erupted in boos. "I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take it," a woman could be heard saying before excusing herself to the bathroom. During the brief set, Swardson also brought up the late comedian Norm Macdonald just weeks after he paid tribute to his friend on an Instagram post. "People always post stuff about a passing of a friend or a family member with something like, 'Don't take people for granted,' or 'Tell them that you love them.'" Swardson wrote on February 19th, "We do it. Here's mine. Miss you, Norm." It appears that Grandma's Boy star was talking about McDonald when the spotlights were turned off and his microphone was cut before he was let off the stage. He reportedly gave the audience a brief wave and flashed the Shaka sign. Is that?
I guess that's that. I don't know.
Or is it this hang loose thing? Is that the thing?
Well, I guess we'll see in a minute.
After the Swardson left the stage, the director of operations came out and apologized to the crowd, telling them that the show had officially been cut short and that refunds would be issued to those who bought tickets. The venue also apologized to attendees in an email that was sent to ticket holders. "We apologize for the negative experience you may have had this evening's performance with Nick Swardson. Unfortunately, the show did not meet the Villar Performance Center's standards as a world-class presenter of the performing arts. Therefore, all tickets will be refunded to the original payment method in the email. Please accept our sincere apologies and be in touch if there's anything we can do to further assist you." Swardson has yet to comment on the incident. He has an upcoming tour date in the month of March slated to perform next Comedy Works in Greenwood Village, Colorado. So he basically just sort of
just melted down.
Yeah, he basically just kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. You want to see him?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Oh. Refund! Refund!
Let's go. Who here knows who Norm MacDonald is? Let's go.
I mean, they turned the lights
on. Yeah.
And turned off the spotlight.
Dude,
turned off his mic.
This is wild.
Now they turned off his mic.
Hi. Good evening. My name's Justin. I'm the director of operations. We've decided to conclude the show early in the best interest of those who bought tickets. We apologize for what you've seen tonight. Please email the box office. We'll be responding to inquiries and processing credits and refunds.
Wow.
We apologize. Thank you very much. I'll be in the lobby if you have questions or concerns. Please email the box office. Thank you very much.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So Nick made he made a comment about it.
Okay.
He said Nick Swardson is promising to make up to the fans after the disastrous stand-up show ending in refunds being offered. The comedian's performance on Sunday in Beaver Creek, Colorado was cut short with Swardson being removed from the stage due to the sound of boos and videos shared on social media. In one clip, the show posted on X, formerly Twitter, Swardson is seen promising to do an impression of Jason Statham from The Beekeeper, but repeatedly saying, "Here we go," and restless members began to boo and heckle him. "Do you want me to finish this or no?" he asked. More than a minute of the stand-up and people are heard shouting back, "No!" In addition, in another video, Swardson is seen being escorted off the stage. A man, and we just read that about the man. By the time Swardson exited, his microphone appeared to be cut off. On social media, fans accused the comedian of being bombed out of his mind. On Monday, Swardson took to X to address the performance. "Just casually woke up on TMZ," he wrote, referring to the article covering the show. "Travel tip, don't drink and take edibles in a high altitude. Fucking brain diarrhea. I'll make up for it, Beaver Creek, I promise."
And I'm going to address this real quick. I thought you said the Shaka, like S-H-A-K-A.
That's
sign?
What I said in the video.
Oh, because if it's the Shocker, I know what that is.
No, it said Shaka.
Yeah, I don't know what Shaka is. Shocker is the obviously I'm two in the.
I think it's this.
Okay.
Like peace or stay yeah. loose or whatever.
Because we not certainly the, know the Shocker, the two in no, the pink, not, one in the stink.
It's not the Shocker. Yeah. It's the Shaka.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're the same. I don't know. But
no, I think it's this.
Okay.
Hang loose.
Hmm. All right.
Let's see here. Swardson is known for his work with Adam Sandler on a variety of comedy films, including Grown Ups 2, Just Go With It, and You Don't Mess With the Zohan. He also starred in the Comedy Central's Reno 911. So basically he said he was on booze and
he's doped up
on what do you want to call those gummies.
Right. Lovely. Ate a handful of gummies and got totally fucked up.
And then he's in high altitude as well.
Oh, yeah, that had a lot to do with it. Well, it's the altitude.
No, it does. If you're up in, you're not aware of this?
Mm-mm.
The bars in like up in Denver or Vail or way up there in the high altitude, they only, when they sell you alcohol, like your drinks and stuff, they like sell you half because,
oh really?
Yeah. Because they'll have twice the effect on you and the higher.
I did altitude. Not know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yep. So when you're in the higher altitudes with the, you know, the oxygen levels, not quite where they, it's just like the NFL teams or stuff. That was Chaka. Like the NFL teams and so forth, when they play like the Denver Broncos, they get there like a couple of days early so they can acclimate to the high altitudes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to, like, if you fly into, you know, one of these ski resorts or something like that, they will serve you alcohol, which is like half of like a normal drink because it will have twice the effect.
Just all right, nice.
To the altitude, you know, so it does have an effect.
Okay. Did not know.
Yeah. So there you are. Little educational for you.
There we go. Absolutely.
All right. Well, the clocks move forward 1 hour.
Yes.
About 6 minutes.
Well, they've moved on this side. It's 4 a.m. here.
Oh, I know. You're on the East Coast already.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's time for longer days now. So
yes,
it's time for me to get my fat ass out on the track and start working off the winter weight.
There you go.
And get out there and start getting a little exercise outside now that the days are longer.
Well, let's hope. I know here it's supposed to fucking snow today, so it's like, ugh, god damn it.
Well, it's going to be in the 60s all week here.
Okay.
Not bad for the first week of March.
Yeah, not bad.
To be all in the 60s. So I will definitely be going out there and working off the winter weight. And
there you go.
Getting slim back down. So,
all right.
Anyway, it's been a fun show. I'm glad to be back. It was, you know, I always hate taking a week off because I really do enjoy doing the show.
Sure.
Because it goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And when we cover some fucking bullshit, that's always the greatest.
Well, we did that tonight. That's for sure.
A lot of fucking bullshit tonight.
That's right. Not much that can find its way to the censored platforms.
Right. Of course.
Fuck them.
Yeah, that's why we have Rumble.
That's right.
So Rumble likes us,
and that's the people
in Rumble chat seems to like us.
They do.
So, all right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We will be back next Saturday, God willing, and we will do more fun stuff with you fucks.
Yes.
All right. Well, I will let you pick the closing song for tonight. So what should we play?
All right, I am going to go with a band that you've never heard of before called Spirit World. I have been hooked on this band all week. And the name of the song is The Heretic Butcher. This band just fucking rules.
The Heretic Booker?
Butcher.
Oh, Butcher. The Heretic. Oh, there it is. Popped right up there. About that. All right. Well, they have a CD out or an album out called Spirit World.
Right.
From 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. The album is called Death Western.
Right.
Death Western. And we're going to play the tune, The Heretic Butcher, to take us out. So appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight and participated in the chats and who are members of the CMS. And if we have the time this coming week, maybe we will review the Hannah Gatsby.
That would be good.
Yeah. So we'll do running commentary on awful, supposed
an awful comedy. TV. Yeah.
Right. Supposed comedy.
Sounds like fun to me.
All right. So hopefully, you know, you people who are locals members, and we're short three or four, maybe five to even 100. Maybe somebody will make us 100.
Yeah. If you want to see us just going completely uncensored and off the wall, that would be the night.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next Saturday night. Don't forget to turn your clocks forward an hour. And we're going to leave you with the Heretic.
Spirit World.
Yeah, Spirit World, the Heretic Butcher.
Yep.
So until next Saturday, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Agin.
And we'll see you.
Bye, kids.
The internet has changed the game to where you don't need millions of dollars to own your own viable radio or TV station. A good concept and a great streaming platform are all you need. We've got that platform for you. I'll Get Your Noise is the best place to stream your very own online radio or TV station. We offer 24/7 scheduling, on-demand options, the ability to go live on your channels, and much, much more. Sell and plug in your own advertisements within your programming as you see fit. Our stations are fully licensed and legal. It's all here for you, so get started today. Just visit www.uncontrolledNoise.com and let us know you are ready to broadcast. Uncontrolled Noise, your best place for online radio and television stations.